I just met you. I all fucking forgot the lyrics. So scoop me, maybe. It's the daily offcast.
That was a good recovery.
Yeah, I thought so. No one will notice.
Hey, man, welcome back. Roll in. What do we got? All right. We forgot to mention the names of the spoilers from last time, like terrible monstrous podcast stealers.
I was just about to forget it to do it now. Do you want to do last yesterday's? I was going to say last week's. Yesterday's.
Yeah. Oops. Oh, so yesterday's were from Bridgeman and from GLC, I think. Does GLC get their own spoilers?
They do, but I think these ones, Bridgeman donated them to GLC. I don't know the whole story, but they were on there.
All right. There you go.
Today, from the Fediverse, from the Gordian Blay. Denmark, and again GLC getting a ton of scoops. We got three more cards.
I'm super pleased that GordianBlade.de got a spoiler. That website is super cool.
It was a fun one. Did you do it? Did you play the game?
Not for this one, but I did play it a bunch. A while ago.
Yeah, this was a bonus game. It was fun.
Oh man, that's super fun. They're really cool.
Yeah. Let's get to it. Ruined, right. Ice, Valentau, I don't know how to do that. yeah, it's good. You gotta res it. You gotta get a bad pub or a tag. Remove a tag, actually. Take a bad pub or remove a tag. Gain 2, runner loses 2, and the run if you have more credits than the runner. It's a Colgate, strength 6. I don't know. It's good. It's good for outfit. It's good for bad pubs.
So this is the very first illicit ice we've seen that has like an alternate and kind of better res condition.
Right, because that's true. Yeah,
removing a tag is way good. better than a bad publicity.
Well, if you're the outfit, you might want the bad publicity because that's free money.
That's a good point.
You might want to blow them up with that tag later, but. You know, also depends the stage of the game.
We were talking earlier about it seems like they were putting more like light tag punishment as like a matter of fact in other cards interspersed throughout the game. And this is okay. I mean, that definitely seems like that's where they're going. So if the runner does decide to go tag me, here's a card you might already be playing and now has
a bonus value to it
if the runner is tag, or you know, it might just make you it just have more tag interaction. You might include sea source, whatever it's called.
We didn't get there yet. We didn't get to the oppo yet. I think that's the next episode. No, I was
talking about the one that already exists. It's like,
oh yeah,
give the runner a tag if they don't pay trail. I always want to call it public trial.
Yeah.
So you might play public trail, just to avoid the bad pub. And you're like, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to be able to like land my kill combo, but at least I get value out of these cards. That's pretty cool. I like to see this more. Like, it's kind of a worst case. It's not going to be anything horrible for the game. And then like best case, I think it's going to just like put a little bit more passive punishment on the playstyles that we're trying to sort of like kind of rein in a bit, which is really cool.
I think there's zero way to have a strong opinion about this card. That's how I feel about it.
About Valentau?
Yeah. Oh, that was a good pronunciation.
I don't think I have a strong.
What I'm saying. No one can have a strong opinion. It's just, it's fine. It's
good. Oh,
it's,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I like it. Yeah, I like it a lot.
That it exists. Yeah.
I'm really excited by the design, the direction we're going. All right, let's move on. So who was that spoiler from? That was GordianBlade.de. Got it. Right. Just want to make sure we got to represent. All right, who's next?
We've got to cite our sources. Your Digital Life.
Who is it from?
This one I think was the GLC one. Operation transaction, gain 1 credit for each card in HQ, cost 2 NBN. And it's money. It's good. Operation Econ. Maybe you gotta get a big old hand at some point with some of the assets we've seen. Play this, you get 1,000,000 credits, you do some bad stuff with it.
Alright, so I'm thinking like The only combo I can think like this being like super good with. Okay, so I guess if you're sitting on five cards, then this is a green level clearance. It's three credits for a card, which is good.
I don't think green level clearance was that good. You're thinking of the green beans.
Beanstalk royalties. Yeah, I'm sorry. I actually kind of have a soft spot for green level clearance, but you're right.
Oh, me too.
But I do think that with Rashida, this is insane.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like
the only combo I can think of that also said draw a card at the start of your turn.
Okay.
There's other cards out there. There's like in Ashes, there's a draw an extra card at the start of your turn card. So maybe the game plan here is just to draw like 10 cards at the start of your turn, play this, have a lot of money, big deal out, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it seems really good. Like, it's just card draw is good. The one downside to card
draw is insane. Yeah,
the downside to card draw is you can't afford all the cards you have, and this like works really well with that. So it's just like very much gravy.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So there is a downside. Yeah, but it's cool. I like that it pushes you to do that risky play. You know.
Oh, and it combos with spin. Oh my gosh, this card is amazing. Holy
I think
smokes.
We're going to see a lot of it. I think it's good.
I agree. Yeah, we are. It's a very good card. Very good.
Yeah, because unlike Sweeps Week, you very much control how big the payoff is, right?
Yeah. Yep, love it. Yeah, certified,
good,
love it.
Good one. Good one. Print it for me, please. Thank you.
All right, what else?
Let's get to our next one. This one is simply called Behold. I feel like there's a meme here, and it's like on the tip of my tongue.
It's like praise the sun. Behold the sun.
Behold the sun? I think it's something different.
He's looking at the sun.
This one is from the Fediverse, which is the Twitter, but less Elon-y. I don't know. I've clicked on it before.
Great. All right, what does Behold do?
So imagine Snare. Imagine if Snare didn't do any damage, instead gave you two tags. That is Behold.
That seems a lot worse.
Yeah, it does, right? Especially because, like, the tag punishment is softer. But then, again, there's so much more we can do with tags now, so maybe it's good?
Also, you have to pay for.
Well, yeah, that's exactly like Snare.
Man, yeah. Aren't there like already cards like News Team that do this exact same thing for free and from
News
archives?
News Team is rotating, so not anymore.
It's like News Team minus five. Okay,
News Team, you got to pay for it. Doesn't work in archives.
So worse. Sure. Probably good for NBN to not have a better Snare, unlike every other card in the game that they have a better version of.
I agree. This one is a little held back, I think, which is fine, because like if tags get out of hand, that's bad for everyone. I mean, you could just force connection too. I don't know. That's influence for the best if tags don't get out of hand.
I think you could combo this, like if you decided to put this and Snare in your deck. That feels really good, actually.
Let me hit you with this concept. Slots.
What?
Slots. You don't got the slots for that.
Sure you do. It's fine. No. Yeah. If you're running like horizontal iceless, I think this plus Snare is perfect, where you're basically running trap face down ice.
Yeah, I'm going to try it. I don't think it's good, but I'll try it.
Yeah, it might not be good. I do feel like it kind of tips the scales regarding the tags in a pretty meaningful way, though.
Tips the scales. Like, you hit this, you're already on a run, so you got at most three clicks left to deal with the two tags. So it's like, the traditional wisdom of run last click, you're still going to end with one tag here.
Oh, that's a good point.
Right?
I was thinking like something that I do a lot of the time is if I'm playing against like Jinteki and I hit a snare, If it's like click one, I'll run again because I'm like, okay, well, I'm less likely to
happen.
Yeah, I mean, like the snares are gone, so
yeah,
I'm fine. So I'm gonna keep running, and then if you hit this, which I guess the corpse is never gonna be able to afford, but if you hit this, now you're in very big trouble because, it fulfills a very similar function to snare. It turns off the rest of their turn.
Yeah.
Especially if you're running
run deterrent. Yeah, and we've seen a lot of run encouragement on the runner side, and this is a trap that stays in your hand or in your deck that deters those runs, so increased interactivity. Very cool. Good, NSG. Great job.
Cool, I like it. All right. Yeah. Well, you know, it might not be good, but I don't know. I feel like maybe there's a bit of a sneaky value to it that isn't super...
Oh, yeah, we say that now, and then we're just going to get owned by this in like a month. So, I'm okay.
I love it. All right, rock on. So that's what we got for today, huh?
That was the daily offcast.
All right, Philip, see you tomorrow.
See ya.